here is Mickey Spagnuolo right now. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
You tell us.
Well, football game finally, huh?
About time.
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot going around here.
Mm-hmm.
Signing contracts, but it's time to play a very important game Sunday.
A very important game. And a very losable game.
A very losable game. Exactly right. Anytime you go up to Philadelphia, doesn't matter if it's the Vet or the Link, the way the Cowboys have played, losing 7 of the last 8 out there, you could always drop one. But I think it's high time to turn that around.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I think the Cowboys have a better and more mature team going up there this time. Because it's not like they've gone up there with some great teams here over the last 8 years, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that contributes to the Eagles, you know, seemingly having a whammy on them. I mean, you know, since 2000, I mean, they went up there with 3 years in a row with a team, you know, only capable of winning 5 games in a season while the Eagles were starting to win division titles and head to Super Bowls and conference championship games, so it's kind of been one-sided.
I was going to say, it's not as if they went up there with equal levels of talent. The Eagles were dominating everybody for quite a while there.
So I think there was a reason why, over a period of time there, the Eagles won 12 of 16 games. So I just think this is a better Cowboys team going up there, the better situation, it seems like, at quarterback. Better situation on the offensive line, although that'll be tested because no matter what the Eagles' record is, they still get pressure on the quarterback, and they've got the league's leader in sacks, or second in sacks, Trent Cole, with 9.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're going to have to be able to do a pretty good job of protecting Tony Romo if they expect to get out of there with a win. But I think the key thing is to go up there and score points and not get into one of those 16-13 games that the Eagles somehow, some way, always seem to pull out because they nail you with a screen pass to Brian Westbrook in the last minute so they can kick a field goal to beat you.
What if he starts getting away?
Well, and that's one of the main concern. McNabb could be better. He could have more mobility. But if you can't control Brian Westbrook, you're going to have problems. He's second in the NFL in yards from scrimmage. He's their leading receiver. He has the most catches on the team. Obviously, he's their leading running back. So he's a guy that, you know, you got to stop him when he's running the ball. They're going to throw check down passes over the middle to him. They're going to throw screens to him. And you better be ready when they line it up outside wide as a receiver. He's the basis of their offense, I think. And, you know, if he's working, their offense is working. If he's not, then they will have problems, and McNabb will have to improvise.
Corby, did you have a question for Mickey?
Go ahead, Corby.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Mike.
Can you get in there, Corby?
I'm squeezing one in here, as I like to say. Now, do you buy into the desperation theory that this is it for the Eagles?
No. I mean, it seems that way. Okay, so they lose. They go to 3-5, but... You know, the Giants last year made the playoffs at 8-8, and it's not like the NFC's got a bunch of teams running around now, running away with things. Now, maybe you put yourself behind the eight ball to win another division title, but I don't know that it's like you lose this and you might as well fold your tents that the season's over with.
I guess they were about at the same point last year,
yeah,
you know, before they rattled off the last 6 or 7 games.
See, and I'm not...
Yeah,
and I'm not
didn't they have somebody behind them last year? I mean, if they lose, they're going to have 3 teams to pass.
Yeah.
If they're going to win the division.
Right, if they're going to win the division. But you can still recover from 3-5. I mean, look at the Saints right now. They're a win away from recovering from 0-4.
True.
Now, if the question is, are you any good? Or is the record indication of what you are? And see, and that's what I don't think we know about the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does 3-4 mean? Are they a team that's on the rise and getting back, or are they a team that's been wildly inconsistent, and that's why they're 3-4, and that's who they are?
What's the quality of their opponent been so far?
Chicago, Detroit. They mauled Detroit.
Washington.
Yeah.
Green Bay. So, you know,
that ain't bad. That's a pretty decent team.
No, they've played a couple teams that have winning records, but the thing that's got everybody excited now is they're 3-4, and they beat the Vikings. You know,
yeah.
I mean, okay, they won it on the road. It's not like they went out there and mauled them. It was 23-16. And they were playing with, well, it probably should be their starting quarterback, but it was their backup quarterback, Kelly Holcomb. So,
all right, here we go. Here we go. They've had Green Bay, the hated Redskins, Detroit, the New York Football Giants, the Jets, Bears, and Vikings.
Jets, Bears, and Vikings.
Yeah.
And they won, what, two of those?
They won two. They beat the Jets
and the Vikings. Lost to the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what Washington is.
No.
So,
well, I mean, they're 4-3. They're better than Philadelphia. We know that, don't we?
Well,
or they got a better record.
They got a better record. You know, then how do you figure out the win over Detroit?
Detroit's
sitting there at 5-2, and they get beat by the Eagles.
Well,
what was it, 52-6 or
it
something?
It was really bad, and Detroit is just a maddeningly inconsistent team.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know what they are, do you?
No, you don't.
So that's what I'm saying. You know, and I mean, I guess people are sitting there in Philadelphia and go, well, who are the Cowboys beaten? And I guess we could play that game. So that's why I think it's kind of a cool game. You know, Sunday night, Philadelphia, tough atmosphere. And I would imagine that T.O. made it a little tougher today on his radio show in Miami because he couldn't just contain himself the whole week. He had to go out and say, I don't know why they're talking about the NFC goes through Philadelphia. The way I look at it, they're chasing us. The NFC goes through us. They're going to have to beat us. So I'm going, oh, boy, that'll make its way back to Philadelphia.
Well, he's right, though.
Well, maybe he
is. Right now.
Yeah. So I think they'll, you know, I don't know what the national interest in this game will be after the 3 o'clock game, but...
I bet it'll be high.
And by the way, I heard...
I doubt if we're all going to get our football yayas totally out in that 3 o'clock game.
I heard you guys earlier in the day, and I've gotten all these emails from people in Houston. They are just so mad. What can we do?
Bet.
Who can I call?
I'll
it's
bet.
Like, hey, it's your team. They're on TV.
That's right. Nothing you can do about it.
That's just kind of the way it goes. Go someplace, you know. You can watch the game.
Yeah, get a cowboy antenna.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I think it'll be a fun Sunday and, you know, great atmosphere for a game. But I just think this team, obviously I'm telling you where I'm going, but I just think the Cowboys are a little bit more mature heading into this game.
And the McGrew prediction is?
I got them winning 23-20. I just felt like they needed to win two of the next three games. And I thought this was the one that they could win.
All right. Very good, Mickaroo. We will check out your scene on that pregame show.
Yes.
And do it again on Monday with the Ranch Report.
I'll see everybody from the link.
The Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola.